Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Popper, Sierra. Alan Stevenson. Alan Stevenson, formerly VK4PS, life member of the Townsville Amateur Radio Club, went silent key peacefully during the early hours of Thursday morning, May 23. Alan's passing brings an end to a massive contribution to amateur radio and the community at large. Alan was instrumental in forming up the communications section of the Townsville Civil Defence Organisation in the early 1970s and continued to be a comms section leader for many years when that organisation changed into the Townsville Division of the Queensland State Emergency Service. Alan was instrumental in obtaining the location of the amateur radio site at Mount Stewart and securing access for the Amateur Radio Club into the current club rooms at the SES headquarters atop the Green Street bunker during the early 1970s, supporting the training of amateur radio operators through the club during the 50s, 60s and 70s. Was comms support leader for the club in assisting community organisations to run events safely through the power of radio and assisting radio amateurs in their experiments. Alan was a 6-metre band pioneer in North Queensland back when you had to convert an ex-military or commercial rig to 50 megs, and his home in Little Street, Belgian Gardens, was a hub in the region for long-distance communications. Alan was the first technical officer for the community radio 4TTFM and was instrumental in establishing studios in the Townsville CBD and the transmitter site at Mount Stewart. Alan also masterminded the power and tower upgrade for the community broadcaster and also helped get the Burdekins community broadcaster Sweet FM on the air. As a lad, Alan helped his father deliver public address systems to defence positions about the Strand and other locations during World War II, often having to wriggle through barbed wire installations to get the delivery completed. Alan eventually took on his father's radio building business, Stevenson Radio, providing radio tech and sales services right across North Queensland, often spending days on stations setting up or improving HF radio bases used to communicate with the School of the Air or the Flying Doctor. Alan's business also extended to maritime communications, keeping commercial and recreational craft working well on the air. Alan, VK4PS, was involved in the original TV boom when television was first introduced to the North and was really busy with the introduction of colour TV, providing installation and servicing services for single and community distributed TVs. Alan's celebration of life will be happening at Morley's Chapel, Martins Avenue, West End, Townsville, starting 2 p.m. Friday, 31st of May. Friends, associates and those wanting to show their respects to Alan are invited to attend the service. Rest in peace, VK4PS Alan Stevenson. Another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There are many things used as team-building exercises, and they range from the plain to the bizarre, it seems. One thing that just about everyone has made at some time is a list. Whether it is getting all the groceries, or planning what to take on a trip, or ordering parts for some project, most of us have had practice in putting together a list. Now, if we think back a few years, most of us will remember the American Amateur Relay League. The ARRL ran a very successful campaign to attract new members with the tag of "We Do That." With the benefit of some professional advertising, posters and other material, got the message out that the amateur radio service was involved in far more things than just pounding brass or rag chewing. So this is where the list comes in. There are the obvious things that go with participation in amateur radio, such as self-education, but when we put our heads together, just how many activities do you really encompass? As the nights get colder, there is something that a group can do in person or over the air as a way of showing others just how broad-based our activities can be. Perhaps someone can sponsor a competition for the longest list of activities that hams do. Now, apart from providing some engrossing mental stimulation, there is more to this idea of list-making than first thoughts suggest. We like to feel proud and involved in the various things that we do, and one way of spreading the word about amateur radio is often the opportunity that casual conversations offer. When we meet someone and exchange greetings, the topics tend to spread, and recreation plays an important part in feeling good and supporting mental health too. When we learn the other person's interests, it is great to share some knowledge when we can say, we do that too. Of course, part of enjoying a good conversation is being able to listen to what the other person says and then being able to say something positive about the subject. The fact that a few people put their heads together and wrote a list gives the memory a jog to respond to what is said and shows we aren't just filling the gaps with meaningless words. The list helps make us more interesting too. One of the best attributes that we can apply to any activity, whether as a single person or as a member of a team, is to be able to take the successes of others and adapt and apply that knowledge to our own situation. Just as the home constructor may take the design of something and then modify it to use the materials at hand, we can take things like this promotion and adapt it also. So how about we apply a little brain power of this area of interest and be able to say, we do that too. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.